Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel, speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel and the future capital of the whole world, God willing, when the Messiah comes. So now we are about to study Psalm 144, a Psalm of David. It begins, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." David praises the Almighty, praises God. He gives thanks to God, who trains his hands, who teaches him how to fight, how to defend himself, how to defend others, how to do the wars of God, to do the wars of righteousness, to fight for the truth and for the Bible. God is our strength and enabler. He gives us power and strength. He teaches us to fight, and he puts within us the instincts to react as we should when we are faced with danger or antagonism. When people attack us on the street or I don't know where, God Almighty will tell us what to do. He will train our hands and fingers. He will teach us. He will put within our hearts the ability and the instincts to react as we should. And it all depends upon that. It all depends on God Almighty giving us the ability and putting within us, arousing within us, giving us the ability to take out from inside of us the necessary aptitude and instincts that we need to stand up for ourselves and stand up for others. Also, when we learn and train ourselves as individuals, people do courses and self-defense, karate, Muay Thai, Siamese boxing, judo, and so on. Also, they in the members of the Israel Defense Force, the IDF, the Tzahal, Israeli Army, or in the American National Guard, or in the Marines, or in the Canadian regiments, or the British regiments, or the Ulster and Irish regiments, or wherever a person may be, God trains us through our instructors, and if we keep ourselves upright, he enables us to learn as we should, and he puts within the hearts of our instructors the wisdom to teach us what we should know, and not rubbish, and not things that are superfluous or even counterproductive. This can also happen. Everything needs help from the Almighty. Apart from that, violence is usually to be avoided. Avoid violence, avoid arguing even. Avoid quarreling with other people, and especially don't get into situations of physical confrontation. But sometimes it might be necessary, or sometimes it might be forced upon one, and then there is no choice but to defend oneself. It's good for young men and women to defend themselves, to learn self-defense, if only for the physical confidence that it gives and for the healthy aspects. It is a good sport. It is also socially productive, it instills good character within people, and it occupies a person in a productive way. It also can be very beneficial, and it also, knowing how to defend oneself can come in handy at some time or other. It can be very helpful, especially as a surprise element. If, God forbid, a person is attacked by an assailant and he knows a little bit of self-defense, so he may, if he's good enough, he might be able to knock out or incapacitate his assailant, or he may not be that good, but even if he knows a little bit, he may be able to do something. He will have the factor of surprise on his side, and he might be able to do enough to escape and to escape harm and alert the police and alert the authorities and so on. And I myself did learn a little bit about self-defense. I learned Muay Thai, Siamese boxing, and I reached a reasonable level of proficiency in that art. I recommend it for certain people, for those who are suited to it. I recommend martial arts in general, but all martial arts are different. Each art is separate. Each one has its own characteristics. They're suited to different people's different psychologies. And a person needs to find that form of martial art that is most suited to him. And if he can, it is recommended that one should do so for obvious reasons. Another point is that when one trains for a long period, reaches a reasonable level of proficiency, becomes quite good at what he is learning at these martial arts, his body becomes tougher and quicker, his reactions become automatic and instantaneous, and he can be, under certain situations, under the right circumstances, he can be quite formidable, and he can use this ability of his for good purposes. And it even helps a person pray, it helps a person elevate himself, it helps a person spiritually, it helps him concentrate, it helps him think, if used correctly. Also, when a person reaches a level, he comes to realize that a lot of it is psychology. In some sense, it is all psychology. But the physical training, the practice, regulates our bodies and gets us used to certain reactions, to movements, to automatic moving or reacting or responding to our opponents or to the situation. And even the preparation of the body, even that has a psychological aspect to it. In other words, our mind is what we are training, is what is the most important aspect of our being. And that is the thing that we are training more than we are actually training our arms, our legs, our stomach, our chest. So this too is important. It is all one whole. So theoretically, a person on a high spiritual level could get to the level of a champion, of a world champion even, just by making a psychological jump, if he knew how to do it, or if he was told how to do it. Psychologically, he could get to that level. So this, I think, is one explanation of this verse number one in Psalm 44, where it says, "Blessed be the Lord my God, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." That this might have been the level that King David himself had reached and instilled in his followers, taught those who came after him, who followed him, who served him, how also this principle, that he was able, by praying, by meditating, not only to reach deep psychological and philosophical levels of reality, to perceive a comprehension of what went on around him and what the world was about, what he needed in order to rule over, but also enabled him how to fight, to apply this knowledge, these basic instincts, in the right way. In other words, a spiritual elevation may at least theoretically enable us to achieve different attributes that others need to train themselves and to work at year after year in order to even get there, and they will not be as good as us. So this is a level that only certain chosen individuals might achieve, but it is within the capabilities of all of us. Everything is within the capabilities of all of us, but whether we are unable to realize these capabilities or even think to do so or try to do so, much of that depends upon divine providence. It's worth thinking about, however. It's worth knowing that this capacity, this potentiality is there, it exists. The psalm continues, 144 verse 2, "My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my peoples under me." My loving kindness. God is not only a source of loving kindness towards us, he not only loves us and gives us kindness, he's not only the loving kindness that he instills within us, that he gives to us. He also gives us, he gives us the ability, he gives us loving kindness so that we may be able to show loving kindness to others. The Almighty is a source of strength, he is a refuge for us. We can run to him, we can run to God. Not only from the outside world can we turn to God as a refuge, as our rock, as our salvation, but also from ourselves, from our own bad habits, from our own deficiencies. We can come to God and God will help us. He will heal us. He will enable us to get over some type of rut, some type of depression, some type of bad habits or bad behavior, of unhealthy reactions towards other people. God can heal us from that. We just have to turn to him, go and take time out and learn the Bible, think, meditate, learn the Bible, pray, and you will find that he will help you. If you want to be better, a better person, God will show you the way, and he is the means that by which we can become better people through believing in God and learning his Bible and praying unto him. We can be a better people, a better person, each and every one of us, and we can do good to others, and that is a very great thing. That is what all of us really want inside of us. All of us would really want inside our inner being, would really want that we be better people and that we be able to do good unto other people, especially those we love, especially our immediate family, our friends, our workmates, people we come in contact with. We would like to be good unto them, and also that to receive good ourselves, to receive good things ourselves. We are also close to ourselves. This is legitimate. This is how we are made, and this is what we should strive to achieve. And the Bible can enable us to do this, and it shows us the way. He said, "Who subdues my peoples under me?" That was what how David praised God. For God subdued my peoples under me. David ruled over all of the Israelite nations. The Israelite nations comprised the sections of Judah and Israel. In other words, Judah and Benjamin in the south, and the 10 tribes in the north. He also ruled over neighboring Gentile nations. And his descendants, the descendants of David, include the future Messiah. They will rule over all the world. And also the Israelite nations, through the 10 tribes. The lost 10 tribes are amongst the Israelite nations, as we have proven on our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.org. That the lost 10 tribes are amongst Western nations, and the Western nations at some time or other have ruled over nearly every single nation on the earth, and on the whole been benefactors to other peoples. And one of the characteristics of the Psalms is that David put himself, personalized in his own being, the Israelite peoples. He was able, through the Spirit, through the prophecy that he had, through his inner insight, to personalize, to put himself with his great empathy in the place. He identified with the future Israelite nations and their different attributes of their existence. And one of the attributes of the existence, existence of the Israelite nations, was that they would rule over other nations, they would rule over other peoples, and they would be give a benefit to the world, as had been prophesied in the book of Genesis, in the book of Deuteronomy, and elsewhere in the prophets, and according to tradition. And that is what they did. And David thanks God for putting other peoples underneath them, subdued unto him. And David spoke on behalf of all of the Israelite nations. And he continues, 144 verse 3, "Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him?" God created us for his own purposes. We are nothing in ourselves, garnished, gloom. We are nothing. Naught. And this should not depress us, but rather gladden us. We should be pleased about it, for it shows that despite what we are, despite the absolute worthlessness that we might be in many ways, the Almighty still has plans for us and wants our good, and he teaches us and he calls unto us and he gives us the ability to call unto him and to approach him. And we should be happy about this, because this is a great benefit, a very great blessing. This is an enormous blessing that God has shown unto us. As it says in verse 144, verse 4, man is like a breath, his days are a passing shadow. Our days on this earth are short. We should all endeavor to do what good we can in the short time we have. None of us know how long we have, so we should all do the best we can according to the Bible while we can. Verse 5, blow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Mountains, often in the Bible, as Aradak, Rabbi David Kemhe, pointed out, the mountains often represent different nations. In other words, he is calling upon the Almighty to punish the other peoples, to come down upon the other nations and punish them. As he goes on, verse 6, flash forth lightning and scatter them, shoot out your arrows and destroy them. David asks the Almighty to punish the wicked heathen. He says, verse 7, stretch out your hand from above, rescue me, deliver me out of great waters from the hands of foreigners. And foreigners are against us. The foreigners are against the Israelite nation. All the world is against the Jewish state of Israel. All the world, the United Nations all the time. Most of its decisions, most of its debates, most of its condemnations are against the state of Israel. Everyone is against the state of Israel. For nothing. You had a sheer prejudice, a sheer hatred. And they're also against Britain, and they're against the USA. And they're against other Israelite nations of the West. All the Muslim nations hate us. They hate all of us. And all the third world people hate us, despite, on the whole, the goodness that we have done unto them and keep doing unto them. And they all hate, especially the state of Israel, because the state of Israel represents God Almighty, the presence of God Almighty in this earth. Whose mouth speaks lying words, their mouths speak lying words, and whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood, as it says in verse 8. Verse 8 said, whose mouth speaks lying words, he's talking about the foreign nations, and whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood. They lie. They are liars. Their propaganda is falsehood. Slander. They spread false propaganda. They themselves know they are lying. They are proud of it. They delight in it. They take pleasure in it. Also to conspiracy theories, all these conspiracy theories you get on the web or you get on email lists that even respectable people believe in. They're all rubbish, they're all a pack of lies. They tell lies about the state of Israel, they tell lies about Zionism, they tell lies about the USA, about the UK, about Britain. They are wicked people, spread them. These conspiracy theories are unfounded. Motivations often appear to be sheer maliciousness. Psalm 144 verse 9, I will sing a new song to you, O God, on a harp of 10 strings I will sing praises to you. David says he will compose a new song to praise the Almighty. He will set it to music. Music and poetry were used by the ancient Hebrews as instruments to serve God and to elevate themselves spiritually. Also, on our website, britam.org, britam.org, we also have poetry. And some of our poets' poems are not bad, and others maybe less so. But they do have the ability to express things that normal prose, it is difficult to say in usual prose. And through poetry, a person can obtain insights. He realizes inner things that he was not conscious of knowing. And also he can spread a message quite well sometimes when the gift is with him. Verse 144 verse 10, the one who delivers gives salvation to kings, who delivers David his servant from the deadly sword. The Almighty will save David. God will save the future Messiah, who in turn will save all Israel. Continues, he repeats verse 11, rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words and his right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Verse 12, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style. We all want children, and we want our children to grow up. Everyone wants that. We want our children to grow up and well and be strong and happy and healthy and intelligent and to have good qualities, to be good people. We see here that fine-looking daughters are something to be proud of and to strive for. So that's something good for the ladies. And David himself says it. And it's worth quoting. Psalm 144, verse 13, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring 4,000s and 10,000s in our fields, that we may have a wealthy, good agricultural produce, that everything we do may be blessed, that the endeavors of our hands, our businesses, our works, our enterprises, that we may be blessed with it through them, and we may receive great good from them, and material blessings in order to meet our needs, and meet the needs of ourselves, of our families, and other people around them, and to do good to others. And you should also help Britam. Should also give something of your bounty, of your blessing to Britam, because Britam needs it in order to function. And we are doing a good job. We are fulfilling a need. We are doing something that the Bible commands us to do. And we are certain that if you help us, God Almighty will bless you. So that is what you should do. It continues, verse 14, that our oxen may be well laden, that there may be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. So we ask that God bless us materially, that he make us wealthy. It's nothing to be ashamed of, being wealthy, of having money. God tells us to strive after it, to look after it, to accept it as a blessing from him Almighty in order to do good. He also says that we should pray and ask God to help us, and that we don't not be the victims of crime, or that there may not be scandal in our families, that none of our children or our spouse or people around us should do something for which we have to be ashamed, or for which they have to be ashamed, or even be associated with people who are doing wrong. We hope that God will enable us to not to be so involved with such wrongdoing. We ask God to protect us and look after us. And we also do not want to be the victims of wrongdoers. We do not want criminals to oppress us, to assault us, to take from us illegally, to cheat us. We ask God to look after us, to protect us, and he will do so. As it says in Psalm 144, verse 15, the final verse, happy are the people who are in such a state, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. I repeat, happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. We are told here that if we go on the right track, all that we prayed for and was mentioned above, and much more besides, will be granted unto us. Everything that we have said, that we have prayed for, that we could think of, all good, beauty, health, wealth, fear of heaven, inspiration from above, everything will come unto us if we only keep going forward and believe in God and try as much as we can to keep on the right track. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britam Broadcasting, Israel.